What does the Bible say about the power of the Holy Spirit? That's the power the whole church needs. Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you." That's John 16, verse 7. Now, the Holy Spirit is the one who brings all the gifts of Christ. And so in verse 14, he said, "He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you." On the day of Pentecost, when the disciples began to speak with other tongues, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. When they began to heal, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. When they preached with power and thousands were converted, it was the power of the Holy Spirit. What the church needs more than anything else is the power of the Holy Spirit. Because when you have the Holy Spirit, you have everything God has, and the Spirit gives it as it is needed. And Jesus says in Luke 11:13, "If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him?" We must ask for the Holy Spirit. In Acts 5:32, we're told God gives the Holy Spirit to them that obey him. So a life of obedience, a life of asking for the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes, he brings the life of Christ. He brings the power of Christ. It is he that convicts us of sin. It is he that helps us to understand truth. Without the Spirit of God, you are none of his, according to Romans 8:9. It is he that seals us as God's people. And so Paul tells us in Ephesians 4:30, "Grieve not the Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." And Jesus tells us in Matthew 12:31-32, "All manner of sin and blasphemy against shall be forgiven unto man, but the sin against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven unto man." The Holy Ghost is what we need. And without the Spirit, no one is a child of God. No one can accomplish anything for God that God accepts. The Spirit of God, his presence in our lives, marks us as a true child of God.